Rose back on the Boss Man Show. More of the Boss Report. Boss Neek here with you. Neek, got another story for you, Neek. Crazy story.
Other than a woman pretending to be Nigerian so she can get people off her back?
I got one even worse for you, Neek.
Okay.
Florida man arrested for coming and beating up a guy who was talking to a girl he wanted in a Facebook group because she ghosted him when his message went out with him. He showed up at their date site and beat them down, the man down at least, the restaurant, and said, "She's my B, not your B."
So the girl he wanted ghosted him.
Went out with another dude in the group.
Went out with another dude in that same group.
She put in the group they going on a date tonight. Me and this person. And the crazy guy showed up at the place.
That's... Why can't people just go be low about their stuff instead of just announcing stuff?
Yeah.
Especially when you know that you have ghosted somebody in that same group.
Exactly.
So why would you announce it? Tell them where you're going. Tell them where y'all at. Then the guy that you ghosted comes and pops up and then wrecks shop.
That part too.
Also, dude is pretty much an asshole for pretty much saying that's his B.
Yeah.
She don't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, though. Like I said, they wrong for announcing and he wrong for going up there wrecking shop.
Oh, it gets worse, Nate. Georgia man confronts woman in a Facebook group who he likes that did not respond to his message at her job. Risk for trespassing.
Did she post a job on her Facebook page or something?
Yes, that's how he knew where she worked. And he showed up and confronted her, like, why don't you read my message I sent you? I wanted to talk to you.
That's another reason why I never post where I work at on Facebook. This cat is going to show up. Man. Sometimes it's going to be too open where you at. I barely want to post my new job on LinkedIn. I don't want nobody to pop up. I'll post my job as soon as I leave that job.
That's a good play. I'm gonna steal that one.
So, yeah. No.
Also, like, if you go and just tell them you ain't interested, maybe they wouldn't be so mad. I'm just saying. Maybe that may make them not be as crazy about it as they are.
I don't know. I really don't know because some dudes are just out there.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah. Facebook group drama 101 on the Boss Report. This is a new thing, obviously, this year.
Right.
Oh my God. Hoo-wee. Florida man arrested for sticking gas pump up girl's rectum at local Exxon to warm up her booty for later.
So you're going to poison her?
If I pulled up, I see you got a gas pump up somebody's rectum at the gas station, I'm going to be like, what? I'm going to the station. I'm just driving on. I'm not going, unless I'm on battle on E, I'm not stopping.
So you poison her?
She was a willing participant and allowed it. What made it worse? She was willing.
How long was that cord? I got too many questions. How long was the cable? Where was she at? At what?
Outside the car, bent over him, putting the nozzle up her rectum.
But I'm saying, but where? Was she at pump two and he was at pump three? Like,
I thought the same pump.
Or was she at pump two and she was at pump? He was at pump two and she was at pump four and it's the same thing. And, you know, it's like weird. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. But Florida folks, wow, man.
gets worse, Nick. Florida man on the loose escaping a DUI arrest after releasing pet python on the officers to choke the officer out. He got away.
How big was the python?
Very big. The officer's in the hospital now.
So it was over 5 feet?
Six.
I'm a, see, Florida people aren't allowed to have stuff. Shouldn't be allowed to have stuff like that.
You're riding around with a dangerous python in the car, which, like, that's my homie. Let me ride with my man Python with me.
Florida people in general shouldn't have it, but at the same time, yeah, no. A big-ass python in your house, in your car, or wherever, no.
He releases it on the officer to do his bidding for him. Like, it's kind of ingenious, but also crazy at the same time, though, because you're riding in the car with a dangerous snake that can turn on you at any second.
Yeah, that's a problem. Then again, it's Florida.
It gets worse, Nick. Gets worse than this, because we're back to an old theme we have. Florida man arrested for throwing bowling balls at Burger King workers for getting his order wrong. He came inside. He
got the bowling balls. Where are they getting these bowling balls from? Where? They just buying them in surplus like this, like they bullets? And this is the second one.
The third one. Third week in a row. Third week in a row. Bullet balls. Third week in a row.
They must have got them for sale at Costco in Florida.
He come inside watching bowling balls over the wrong corner. Oh, God.
I just don't get it. I just don't. Like, why are they just using bowling balls like this?
Like, that's just something you go with to make your point, a bowling ball. Like, really?
He ain't taking no gun to his fight. No, he's taking a bowling ball.
I don't think too many fast workers are packing heat on the job, I don't think.
No, they aren't.
So they're defenseless against the bowling balls flying up their head.
I think their best defense is closing the window and they come through the drive thru.
Well, see, now he came inside, though. This one came inside.
Well, if he came inside and throw it.
He threw four of them.
Four?
Yes.
One, two, three, four.
Yes.
How was he able to get that off?
He had them in a bag.
No, I'm talking about, and nobody did anything.
They were probably floored and shocked. This cat launching bowling balls behind the counter.
How? Like, I just want to know, did he just throw them? Just walked in, just do. I don't get it. I really don't.
I'm disappointed 3 weeks in a row we're hitting about bowling balls in Florida. 3 weeks in a row.
Florida.
Yeah. Well, a Jacksonville mother, Neek, glued boxing gloves to her arm to beat up 12-year-old girl at daughter school.
She glued them to her arm?
Mm-hmm.
Not to her daughter's arm, but to her own personal arm.
Yes.
To beat up somebody.
Mm-hmm.
How old was the person she was trying to beat up?
12.
Yeah, she deserved all the days in jail. So much stupidity in this one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So much stupidity.
Mm-hmm. And we got this stupidity. Dastardly audacity. Georgia Representative Park Cannon was arrested by Georgia stormtroopers for knocking on that idiot governor Brian Kemp's door as he signed those Jim Crow voter suppression laws last Thursday.
I don't get these voting laws at all. I get it. They want to stop black people from voting. But I'm just saying, like, why waste your time doing all that? Why?
They hurt their own voters too, though.
You hurt your own voters. It's not just hurting poor black people or poor people in general. I mean, it's not just hurting poor black people. It's hurting poor people, period. So some of your people gonna get hit with that too.
Yeah, because a state ID is a poll tax.
Right. So how does that work?
These poor people in rural Georgia who ain't got no car gonna go ride down and go get an ID made and come back and go pick it up?
Right. Nobody gonna go down there twice for it. They barely wanna go to Atlanta.
So, this is probably going to blow up in their face.
It should blow up in their face, but I can also see other states doing it too.
They are. That's why they must pass HR 1 and HR 4 to knock all their stuff out. It's now a felony in Georgia to get somebody a bottle of water while they're waiting 10 hours to vote and then the lines because they're so long because of what you've done to suppress the vote.
That is just trash. That's just trash way of thinking.
Republicans cannot win on policies. They gotta win by cheating. The policies are trash. So they gotta win by suppressing the vote and cheating.
I mean, if you really look at it, what Georgia is mostly, what, 30% black, I think?
35% black.
35% black. So to me, 90% or above on both Democrat. How is it a red state?
Suppressing the votes made it a red state.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like that. The same thing in Mississippi as well. So it's kind of like do what they got to do.
Yeah, civically engage, get people engaged civically. Mississippi needs like something in Georgia where they go county, door to door, get people engaged.
Right. And that's the only way you can do it.
So,
yeah, I mean, I just think they're being sore losers.
That's scary. It's how they lose. Y'all change these, but these were their rules, though. They lost via the rules they made.
Right. Then just moved the goal. All they did is move the goalposts.
And these people say it was a lie in election integrity. That's the new code of voter suppression. Yeah. Oh, because more black people voted, this must have been a fraud.
Or because somebody campaigned and went to work and got the votes. Could be like that, but then again, Republicans don't think logically as much as they need to be.
I don't think at all. If it doesn't fit their little narrow narrative, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So that's what that is. Hoo-wee! We have a saltine California school teacher caught going on a racist rant over Zoom call saying, quote, "They're all pieces of bleep. They're black."
Also, if you're going to be racist, don't do a Zoom call. It sounds like it's not hard to record you.
Exactly.
So there's one thing I just like to get out the way. Also, this is in California.
Not surprising.
Not Alabama. Not Mississippi, like a lot of people feel. I mean, it's not surprising because California has the most hate groups there. So it's not surprising, but I just want people to understand that just because it's not in the South doesn't mean racism on the isn't heavy in other parts.
Yes. And the headline did say Saltine. I'm reading off the headline, said Saltine. Yes, it was from a black outlet, but it said Saltine.
I thought you made that up.
Nah, I didn't. I have to do a disclaimer. I didn't make it up. Those the headline said Saltine.
Oh, okay.
I got it from a black outlet, but it said Saltine. I'm reading it verbatim what it said. So there you go, people. You know how somebody said, you were being racist. No, I read it, what the headline said. It right. said Saltine. You know? There you go. And they were being, she was being racist, so the headline was being racist to get them back. That's what it was. It's kind of matching fire with fire. That's what the headline did, people. Fire with fire.
Right.
So, one of my favorite artists from back in the day and favorite TV shows that I used to watch back in the day, Adventures in Hollywood, Juicy J gets dragged for telling the fans not to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
As you should. I mean, my thing is, at this point in the game, you need to get vaccinated. That's just how it is. So if you feel like most people that say they don't trust it, don't understand how stuff works. Like we literally had a couple of years back, H1N1. They made that vaccine in 3 to 4 months. I mean,
swine flu ain't heard of no more.
Swine flu ain't heard. I mean, exactly. So I just feel like people are misinformed and they're just making up excuses not to get the vaccine with no real proof.
Hey, I got the vaccine. I hate shots. I ain't got a shot since 2005 to go to TSU for meningitis. I wasn't getting the flu shot every year. Got the vaccine. And hopefully in 2 weeks, I'll be fully protected.
Yeah, I gotta get my second shot later on this week. So, yeah.
As long as you don't get Johnson & Johnson, you'll be fine. That's all I gotta say.
I guess so.
That's all I gotta say about that. Woo-wee! We got MAGA Mayhem. Trump supporter pulls gun on demonstrators who sprayed him with mace in Oregon.
A Trump supporter got upset and sprayed himself?
Well, he pulled a gun on demonstrators who sprayed mace on him in Oregon.
Oh. Shout out to those demonstrators.
Support Trump means you support racism, bigotry, misogyny, xenophobia, homophobia, all that stuff.
He easily could have got shot. So he should take that pepper spray with him like a man.
Mm-hmm.
You should be lucky.
Florida man arrested for going inside cookout and attacking the workers with a sledgehammer for getting his order wrong.
Cookout ain't worth that.
Don't tell somebody that, Neek. Don't tell somebody that, Neek. They'll get very upset.
That sledgehammer costs more than a cookout meal that he's probably mad about.
Don't tell a certain player's favorite restaurant that you can tell somebody's favorite restaurant, Neek. A certain player's favorite restaurant now.
I'll be okay. I'll be all right. That'll be good.
He went there.
I didn't even know. Anything that you have is pretty much worth more than that plate.
And then with a sledgehammer knock people out over the good cow pill.
A sledgehammer.
Over a cookout meal.
Over cookout. Probably a tray. On the $5 trays.
That's what you did. You and Jill over there.
Why would you waste your time for that? But all right, bro. All right.
Dude, well, we got this. Florida man arrested for spraying up Shoney's with BB guns because the chick got his ticket wrong. It was overcharging for the breakfast buffet. So he can't even spray them with damn BB guns.
That's a lot of BBs for a breakfast buffet.
That, once again, we're in the middle of a pandemic still.
We're in the middle of a pandemic and you're eating a buffet. All right. All right.
And it probably wasn't that good. It probably didn't have nothing but filled with gas, probably.
Who knows what it would probably be. But it's Shoney's. Make it make sense.
Well, Florida man steals a train, Neek. Takes it for a joyride and has evaded the police and still on the loose.
Okay. Whoever took that train had to be planning this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They will also know how to drive a train.
Exactly.
So, is anybody else on the train?
It was an industrial train carrying goods only, no people.
Oh, okay. I just feel, you know, that shouldn't even happen in real life. But apparently it's happening in real life. But someone takes a train and hasn't been caught yet.
And on the loose still. Well, the police ain't doing a good job today. They got 3 men on loose already still.
They probably got a lot of men.
Man. Get this. Florida man and family uses their IDs to commit fraud at Lowe's with their own IDs. How dumb.
With their own IDs.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to say on that one.
Well, Florida man arrested, Neek, after getting topped off on the outdoor patio at a barbecue joint.
So here's the thing. Did the woman get arrested too?
He was clothed, so no. Only he did, because he just had his pants down.
That's an interesting how they're going to
do. I think she should have got something. Sexual act in public, maybe.
I don't know. They're probably going to get it with something. But at the same time, in the middle of a barbecue spot, that makes zero
sense. On the outdoor patio, eating outside, just went to work on him. He couldn't wait till you get in the car?
He couldn't have waited. Man, why waste your time?
Oh, man.
I mean, why even go that route? You couldn't get to the cheap hotel or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn it up.
Exactly.
Barbecue spot, half naked, and now you're in jail, but the girl isn't. How does that work?
Exactly. Ooh-wee. Florida man shot at black women while yelling the N-word at a megaphone while they protest for Black Lives Matter.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's shooting at people. And with you shooting people, you gotta, okay, you're shooting at people, all on black, you get caught, and you know what, man? I'm tired. That just blows my mind right there.
It gets worse.
Ain't not paid in the world to have me do that. It's not enough.
It gets worse. Florida man shot in the buttocks trying to break in the Motel 6 room where women are getting silicone injections by his friend who's doing the job for him.
So your boy is out here doing illegal butt shots.
You want to get a room to see the women's butts get shot.
You're trying to get in the room so you can see it.
And somebody shoots you.
Somebody shoots you in your ass. That's some going out sad type of stuff right there. He went out sad on that one.
Exactly. We gonna fire this fool. Pow, pow,
pow. I just walked in and just got fired on. Pow. Just, oh boy.
Oh my goodness. Oh man, it gets worse. Florida man pastor claims he can cure the coronavirus. Mega churches packed with worshipers during the pandemic to quote, get healed from the pandemic.
Okay, so how do they know he's not faking?
Same way they that Benny Hinn and Ken Copeland be faking. I don't think they be healing people for real. I think he has little actors. I don't think that's real stuff. They be faking.
I don't think it's actors. I just think it's idiots doing it for a paycheck.
Or they tell you touch the TV, they gonna heal you.
Right. So to me, somebody lied, and I don't think Jesus liked liars, from what I was told. So
you talking about white Jesus or the real Jesus?
Mediterranean Jesus.
Okay. Because. Yeah, I be hearing about white Jesus, and I don't pray to him.
Every time I hear about white Jesus, I just laugh because there's no way.
Yeah, I don't pray to him, and I'll just say this: the Bible's a good guide. I don't take it for like the gospel. I know it's been remixed and remade. It's a good guide. It's good to control you. You know?
I just don't think you should waste your time on certain things. And that's one of the things.
Yes. Oh, goodness gracious. We got two more to go. Three more to go, rather, Neek. Florida man arrested for cashing in winning lottery ticket at gas station he stole it from.
Boy. How do you get that to happen?
Yeah.
I'm gonna lose the words for that one.
Yeah, need this story on this story is bad. Watch this. Florida man dad arrested for sticking flesh dildo in the rectum of young boy he caught in his daughter's bedroom, giving her the business. That's sodomy, rape.
That's rape. That's literally rape.
I thought you imagine your daughter getting smashed, but come on now.
I got this stuff in my pocket. But that's right.
I know you made your daughter's getting hit.
Right.
She gonna come and take the bender boy over and put a flesh dildo up his rectum. My other question is, why do you have a flesh dildo? Why do you have a flesh dildo? Why do you have one? That's my other question that we need to answer.
Didn't we have a Is it like a lamb? What's it called? Rocky and Bullwinkle thing going on?
Oh my God! Unless it's your wife's, which why she have one? If she got you,
all you gotta do. I mean, you know what? I don't know what to say on that one. This wild right now. All you really got to do is just say something. Get you a what's it called?
Just throw him out your house like jazz, like Uncle Phil with Jazz and Roger on T.L. Tamara show. Just throw him out of the house.
Throw him out. Get him out of there. Like what more do you need? One more. He should go. Go this way. Stage left.
I never kiss you in my daughter's room ever again.
Right.
That's all it takes.
You don't really need to do too much. You really don't.
See, I used to climb in windows and hide in closets. But that's just me, though.
I ain't hiding nowhere. I'm too big to hide.
I one time I hid under the bed. One time I got away with it.
Dead?
I hid under the bed, bro. The dude like, I know he's in here. No, he's not, my daddy. I'm here alone. I'm on the bed hiding my butt off.
Yeah, you were hiding. I'm not hiding.
Closets. Getting low behind this next to dressers, climbing through windows. That was me.
I would not be hiding. It's that simple. I just went with it. I'm like, he didn't even try to hide. Nope. I'm not hiding anywhere.
I'm just going to go with it. You said I'm just going to go with whatever's coming.
Go with it. I mean, far as I'm concerned, I'm just ain't trying to go out of line like he did. We straight.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, goodness gracious. This last story is pitiful. 64-year-old Florida man beat down and attacked over his stimulus check.
Is an elderly man?
Mm-hmm. 64 years old, beat down and attacked over his stimulus check.
Because they ain't got no code no more. Because I want to defend my subject. I mean, dressing up as somebody and dressing up to be a... I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't cool to me. So.
Very. Well, Neek, within the report for this week, what is your thoughts on today's report, man? What you heard today?
Some of y'all, we need to defund Gorilla Glue.
And bowling ball productions with.
Bowling balls in Florida. Like, how do they get all these bowling balls enough to throw at people like they're missiles? I don't get it. Like, how do you have this much? First of all, how do you have so much strength to throw it four times? The adrenaline must be super pumping.
You gotta be hopped up on some meth, probably. You gotta be hopped up on meth. Gotta be.
I don't know about that one, but how do you like? I don't get it.
Yeah, I just get you riding around with bowling balls in your car like that.
Right. Like, like Florida people just ride around with random shit. That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
So, got my homie riding around with a python in the back seat.
Alligators.
Alligators, rocks.
Pythons.
Too much, man.
It's iguanas.
Too much.
Like, and I didn't even tell you about the story of the man breaking into the aquarium trying to steal one of the animals out of the aquarium. I didn't even use that story.
Some things aren't worth it, bro. Some things aren't worth it.
Florida just stopped using bowling balls for weapons.
Exactly. That makes no sense for you to be riding around with a gun and a bowling ball in your pocket.
What am I using? My gun or my bowling balls? What am I using? Right. I mean, it's a good surprise tactic, though. Nobody's expecting a bowling ball thrown at them. You can shoot them real quick then. They'll throw them off, though.
True.
Good distraction with the bowling ball. They hit them with the blah, 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 blah. There you got you. So, yeah. So, yeah, folks, I always tell you, folks, bring you the best in Florida crazy news each week here. Giving you the best in news you need to hear about life to teach through your work days and your tough moments. Just remember, it could be worse. You could be in Florida.
Could be in Florida. Or Georgia at this moment, because Georgia got a lot of them too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Once again, strip clubs in the pandemic, I don't understand it.
But okay. Buffets in the pandemic.
Yeah, that part too. Buffets, strip clubs. That's not social distancing. I'm just saying. The variants are real, people. I'm just saying. So, folks, Boss and Neek, we out. See y'all next week.
Peace.